right, so welcome back, everyone. We're going to do a deep dive today, and we're going to look at something that I think a lot of people are interested in.
Yeah.
Which is, what makes marketing campaigns go viral?
The million-dollar question, right?
Yeah. What is that magic sauce?
Yeah.
You know, we see things pop up on the internet, and some things just catch fire, and you know, everybody's talking about it.
Right, and some things just fall completely flat.
And why is that?
Yeah.
So we got some great examples to look at from our source material.
Yeah.
Two in particular. One is the Share a Coke campaign.
Oh, yeah, a classic.
And the other is the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Oh, hey, good ones.
So, yeah, let's see if we can sort of reverse engineer these and see if there's anything we can learn from them about, you know, what makes a campaign go viral.
I think there's a lot to learn from these two.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe starting with the Share a Coke campaign.
Yeah, Share a Coke.
Yeah.
You know, they did that thing where they put people's names on the bottles.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I remember seeing that and like, go, oh, there's my name. You know, I got to get that.
I was brilliant.
Like, what is it about that that makes it so appealing?
Well, it kind of, it plays into like a basic human instinct, I guess.
Okay.
There's been research that's shown that like seeing your own name, it actually activates the reward centers in your brain.
No way.
Yeah. It's kind of like getting a compliment or, you know.
Oh, wow.
Or something like that. It gives you this little dopamine rush.
So they're like hijacking our brain chemistry.
In a way.
To sell more Coke.
Well, they're tapping into this very like natural desire that people have to, you know, be recognized to see themselves. And,
yeah.
And it's like a very personalized experience.
So you get that little hit of dopamine.
Exactly.
You feel good and you associate that good feeling with Coke.
And then what do you take a picture of it? You share it on social media and then it's just like this free advertising for them.
So they're really smart. They're getting us to do the work for them.
Exactly. And it worked wonders for them. Like within a couple months of launching this campaign, I think Coke sales went up like 2% in the U.S. alone.
Wow.
So right. It's pretty.
That's huge.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. So this seemingly simple idea of, you know, just putting names on bottles.
Yeah.
Really had a profound impact on their business.
It just goes to show like how powerful it can be to tap into something so basic.
Yeah.
You know, about human psychology.
All right. So that was Share a Coke. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But now let's talk about the Ice Bucket Challenge.
All right. Yeah. The Ice Bucket Challenge. Totally different.
Totally different beast.
Yeah.
You know, this is one that I think a lot of people remember.
Oh, yeah.
Pouring buckets of ice water over their heads.
For a good cause.
For a good cause.
Yeah.
And it started out, I mean, it wasn't like a, you know, a big marketing agency.
Yeah, it's kind of like grassroots.
It was grassroots.
It kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah. And it just blew up.
It really did.
Like, how did that happen?
Well, the source material actually kind of breaks it down into like three key elements that made it go viral.
Okay, I'm ready. Give me the secret formula.
Okay, so first ingredient.
Yeah.
It was super easy to do. Like, anyone could participate.
Okay, yeah, you just need a bucket of water.
And some ice and be willing to get cold.
Right. And a camera.
Yeah. And that's it.
And some friends.
So like there was no barrier to entry.
Well, what barrier did
you know? You didn't have to be like super talented or have any special skills.
Right.
You know, it was just something that anyone could do.
Okay. So that makes sense. It makes it easy for it to spread.
Exactly. And then the second ingredient.
Yeah.
Was this like time limit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 24 hours.
You had 24 hours to do it or you'd be like a chicken.
You're out.
So it created this sense of urgency, like you don't want to miss out.
The FOMO, right.
Exactly. So people are like jumping on it right away.
Okay. So easy to do. There's that time limit.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's got to be something more.
Well, there is a third ingredient, and this is maybe like the most important one.
Okay.
It was for a good cause.
Right.
It was raising awareness and money for ALS research.
Right.
So people felt good about participating.
Right. So it wasn't just like a silly thing.
It was fun, but it was also meaningful.
You're like, I'm having fun and I'm also contributing.
Yeah. I'm making a difference.
To something good.
Yeah. So it gave people this like emotional connection.
Right.
To the challenge.
So it wasn't just a stunt. It was something more.
Exactly.
And I think that's probably what really pushed it over the edge.
Yeah. It definitely contributed to its viral success.
So we've got these two very different campaigns, right? Share a Coke, Ice Bucket Challenge.
Yeah.
But I feel like there is kind of a common thread.
What do you think it is?
Well, they both kind of tapped into
human nature.
Yeah, like basic human psychology and emotion, right?
Right, like Share a Coke was all about that personalization and like self-identity. Yeah. And then the Ice Bucket Challenge was like this, you know, altruism and wanting to be part of something bigger than yourself.
Right. And feeling good about, you know, helping others. And it's like.
And having fun while you're at it.
Right. And then sharing that with your friends.
Exactly.
And it's almost like you're signaling to your friends, like, look at me. I'm a good person.
Right. And you're spreading awareness at the same time.
It's pretty clever when you think about it.
It is. Yeah.
So it's almost like these campaigns, they sort of hacked our brains.
In a way.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Hopefully, in a good way to achieve their goals.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, is it ethical?
Right.
To use these kind of like psychological tactics to manipulate people?
Well, it's a tricky question.
It is.
And I don't think there's an easy answer.
It depends on how it's being used.
Yeah. I mean, in the case of the Ice Bucket Challenge, you could argue that it was used for good.
Yeah. They raised a ton of money and awareness for ALS.
Right. So, I mean,
yeah.
Ultimately, I think it comes down to intent. And you know how these techniques are being used.
And transparency, too.
Right. Like, are they being upfront about what they're doing?
Yeah.
But I guess that's a conversation for another time.
For another deep dive.
Yeah. But anyway, this has been really interesting.
It has.
I learned a lot about viral marketing and about myself.
And me, too.
So thanks for joining me on this deep drive, and we'll see you next time.
See ya. Bye. Bye.